the fact that over the years, the culture has been developed very friendly to industry, and that is the culture that the agency lives with every day. I think you have a culture in which industry has much more of a, how can I say this, where things are done, both permitting and enforcement, that facilitate or do not frustrate ongoing business or economic development and growth to the expense sometime of the public or the environment. That's not the mindset of the agency. The mindset of the agency is we got to issue a permit. That's our job. We issue permits. Commissioners regularly and routinely get one side, industry side. Therefore, you end up with policies or rules that are more friendly, if you will, or certainly acceptable to industry because they're the only ones that have been input into the process. That's how that culture gets created. It's very common for major stakeholders like industry and their representatives and lobbyists and consultants. When you have either a new rule being considered or a rule amendment being considered, for them to come in or want to come in and give you their views and their positions and give you what they think is a fix they can live with. People laugh at me. I refer to it as the mariachi band approach. You'd have three or four of the lawyers or consultants, and they would set up meetings, just go from office to office with their spiel. Sometimes I would entertain them, but there are a lot of times that those groups would meet with the other two offices, not me. I didn't need to talk to them. I knew what their issues were and what their positions were, and I always took the approach that if you wanted me to consider something, put it in writing and file it. I'll read it, but I don't need to be lobbied.